From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. ABC reports that the New York prison system is no longer allowing anyone to send or bring inmates care packages. Instead, only items purchased through third-party vendors are allowed. So no home-cooked meals or homemade cookies are allowed in prisons anymore. Only items purchased from a few select companies. Caroline Hansen, a single mother of two who works as a waitress in Long Island with a husband serving a life sentence, said, and I quote, "When I first started bringing him packages, he said he loved avocados. He hadn't had them in about 20 years, end quote. Saying her husband's prison cafeteria serves bananas once a month at most, she added, and I quote, "What breaks my heart is I take for granted having a banana with my yogurt. Imagine never being able to eat a banana," end quote. The new rule went into effect this month. Prisons in New York are also blocking most letters sent on paper. Instead, they are scanned by computer, with prisoners getting copies. Authorities say a few letters were soaked in drugs. Wanda Bertram, a communications strategist at the Prison Policy Initiative, said food is a, and I quote, "nutritional nightmare," end quote, and said some incarcerated people rely on care packages to keep a healthy diet. Read more about this story at the ABC News website. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Pat Ryan has raised more campaign funds at a faster pace than his congressional opponent, but Mark Molinaro has more cash on hand, the latest campaign filing show. Democrat Ulster County Executive Ryan and Republican Dutchess County Executive Molinaro are competing in a special election now through August 23rd to fill the final weeks of Antonio Delgado's 19th congressional district seat. Delgado resigned to become lieutenant governor. Overall, Ryan has raised $1,608,964 in 4 months, while Molinaro has raised $1,593,761 for his campaign that started in the middle of 2021. After spending, Ryan currently has $316,522, while Molinaro has $600,136. Both Molinaro and Ryan are in the middle of two campaigns. Ryan is also in a primary election now through August 23rd against Moses Mugalusi and Aisha Mills for the newly drawn 18th Congressional District. Mugalusi has not posted any campaign finance information, while Mills has raised $40,167 and has $6,704 left. Molinaro already has the Republican nomination for the new 19th Congressional District election in November, where he will face the winner of the current Democratic primary election between Jamie Chaney and Josh Riley. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. News 10 reports that New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation has expanded a drought watch to most of the state, encouraging residents to conserve water during the coming weeks. The Adirondacks are the only part of the state left out of the drought watch. There are no mandatory restrictions yet, but a further lack of rain could change that. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "While recent rains have helped, severe dry conditions continue to persist across the state. New Yorkers should take steps to conserve water whenever possible in the areas now under a designated drought watch. Simple steps to reduce water consumption will be crucial to our efforts to help prevent any increased drought levels," end quote. Officials also warn that wildfire risk is high and to be careful with any outdoor fires. The city of Kingston is under a locally declared drought emergency with unnecessary water usage prohibited. Pittsfield in western Massachusetts announced mandatory water restrictions beginning August 8th, and the village of Catskill is now under a drought emergency ban with no washing cars, sidewalks, watering lawns, or filling swimming pools allowed. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather reports, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining subscriber or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.